I hate when, because there is a part of some of the reaction this week that has been like, guys, we're week three. Like, can I get, like, some of this is just, it feels worse than it is. But this week, it's funny, I called the Giants game the game that can affirm or negate the first two games. It's either going to affirm that the Cowboys game is who you were, or who you are right now, or it's going to affirm the Jags game is. And because you lost the way that you lost, even with some momentum in that second half, yeah, it kind of affirmed the Cowboys game is closer to who you are right now. Well, I think this game, one of the reasons why it's so important is just to negate the negativity. Just put it on pause for at least another week.
Well, and it doesn't help that like the one game you won is also a team that's 0-3. Like that almost, to your point on like affirming or not, like that almost just feels like the two games that you played where you played your worst, you lost, and then the one game where you played somewhat better, it was against the team that hasn't found a way to win a game yet. So what is that? That's more about the fact that they're just really bad than maybe that you're, you know, you were playing above your skis somehow. So yeah, it's a tough dilemma to be in. I just looked this up because we hear so much about like the number of teams that start the season 0-2 and don't make the playoffs, and we talk about the Bengals and we talk about Houston from last year and how many teams have done that. I just want to look up how many teams have made the playoffs starting 1-3. And ironically, the article is about this Browns-Raiders matchup this weekend. 42 teams that began the season 1-3 have made the playoffs since 1970.
It's about one a season. Math is hard.
Since
less than
1970,
one a season.
Yeah, it's a lot less than one a season. Because that's
a lot less. So it's 54 seasons going on. 53 seasons. Ah, see? Ah,
that's
math.
A lot less than one a season.
A lot less? No, I'm not going to have a mathematical argument on air.
I'm not even good at math, so I usually lose those.
I think another way to look at this game is this now becomes, and I hate games like this, where, okay, if you lose, it is, you know, hair on fire, fire people, bench people, cut people, trade people is where I think everybody's going to be. And I wonder where the locker room's going to be as well. The thing that bums me out is, because Crosby and Devontae are out, I don't know how much credit you're getting with a win. And that bums me out, man. Like, I'd love to be able to come out on Monday and be like, yeah, we toasted them Raiders. Can we? Like, because I think the reaction is going to be, no Crosby, no Devontae.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more like a sigh of relief. Like, it'll be like, whoo, all right, we survived that one. Let's go. Let's see what we got in Washington. Like,
is that how I'm supposed to sound at 2:03 on Monday?
Maybe that's more of a Lima. Or
like, I just let one rip. Woo! Doggy. I feel so much better about that one. Let's go with John. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, buddy. What you got for us?
So, it's tough because I agree that this weekend's not necessarily much. Must win, but like
it's just a must not lose, right, John?
Yeah, no, it's just not a must not lose. Yeah, exactly. But let me tell you, it's Browns fans. So if the Browns somehow manage to lose to the Raiders this weekend with a team that's missing Max Crosby and Devontae Adams, I don't know how this city, this franchise, or you guys picking up callers on Monday are going to survive, because it's going to be an absolute inferno. Fans are about to rain down. I'm talking full on dumpster fire. And, like, you can practically already hear the pitchforks rattling. We don't got the patience for this here. I don't know. This might just be the spark that, like, sets everything ablaze in Cleveland. And I know it's just one game, but I'm just talking from the fan standpoint. You guys are not. I don't know. Like, good luck on Monday, depending on the results, because, like, we're going to need a huge fire extinguisher for this city.
People are already.
I appreciate that, John, in more ways than you realize, because I realize that I will be, well, everyone will be going up against it, trying to make sense of where the Browns are. Be good, buddy. Go Browns.
People are already crafting their takes for Monday. Like, in anticipation that they're going to lose, they're like, I'm going to call into Ken and Lima's show at 8:07, and I'm going to have this take about the Browns. And it's going to be either topics A, B, C, or D. Fire Kevin Stefanski. Deshaun Watson sucks. Can Nick Chubb save the day? Like, they're already coming up with whatever they're going to decide to have as their take on Monday if they lose this game.
So with that, you had kind of talked about, well, the culture of Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
That's the other part of this. Like, a win does not affirm the culture of Kevin Stefanski.
No.
But a loss certainly would show you that culture is more of a moving target, at least right now in Berea, than we thought.
I push back on that a little bit, because I do think a win reestablishes what I thought about this team week one to week two, which was you can have a devastating loss that feels like the sky is falling on the outside looking in, and they really can't, like, to me, part of Kevin Stefanski's culture is this idea that, he's so robotic with it that it gets annoying, where he gives you the cliches of, well, you know, one game at a time, and I take it week to week.
Let's score more points than the other team.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the type of stuff that, like, we're so used to with Kevin Stefanski that it kind of loses its meaning. But we also say the team plays off of that vibe that they buy into that idea, if that makes sense. So if they're able to respond after another embarrassing loss and bounce back in that way, even though it's a team they should beat, that still to me sort of at least establishes that, like, okay, this team still is buying into to the message that Kevin Stefanski is selling.
All right, guys, low blood pressure on three. One, two, three. No pulse.